Three effects of anger problems. Anger can produce a harvest of unintended but destructive consequences that only serve to make a difficult situation worse. The Bible points out several effects of anger problems that we should take note of. In this article, we will look at three. Being aware of the destructive consequences of anger problems can help us to take our anger seriously and inspire us to seek to control it and redeem it with the Lord's help. Unrighteous anger brings dishonor to God. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. James chapter 1, verses 19 to 20, NIV. James teaches us that human anger, in other words, sinful or unrighteous anger, goes against what God wants us to display as His witnesses here on earth. As Christians, we are God's ambassadors to others and should be reflecting His character. It is so easy to wreck a gospel opportunity by losing control over our tempers and tongues. How do we learn to become slow to anger like God? James says we start by being quick to listen and slow to speak. We hear the other person out, listening carefully to what he says. We step inside his shoes, taking seriously his thoughts and feelings, rather than dismissing them as irrelevant or untrue. We summarize what he has been saying back to him, to see if we understand him correctly. We use a calm tone of voice that inspires a constructive conversation. We put aside the foolish need to win the argument or have the last word. Our goal should not be getting what we want, but bringing glory to God. Unrighteous anger increases conflict. A hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 18. When we are quick to anger, our manner incites others to get defensive and angry too. Instead of a peaceful resolution, a battle of wills breaks out, and the original hurt is multiplied as new wounds are inflicted. Contrast this effect of anger problems with someone who reacts patiently. Maybe she has a constructive impact of calming the fight rather than inflaming it. Hurtful words and tone are stopped and the situation de-escalated, making both parties more inclined to seek a peaceful resolution. She puts aside her desires to build another person up rather than break them down. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. It is something that the Lord enables us to show to others through the Holy Spirit inside of us. We are fully equipped for every good work. It is a characteristic of our new self in Christ, and at the same time, it is also something that the Lord will help us to grow in as we mature in faith. Anger problems lead to foolishness and more sins. A quick-tempered person does foolish things, and the one who devises evil schemes is hated. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 17. An angry person stirs up conflict, and a hot-tempered person commits many sins. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 22. An often ignored effect of anger problems is that anger leads to other sins, such as impatience, exaggeration, lying, sarcasm, revenge, bitterness, and withdrawal from relationships, to name a few. When we are focused on getting what we want, on our will rather than God's will, we can elevate even godly desires into needs and use them to justify sinful behavior. One of the results of this, according to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 17, is that we will be hated. While we may be blind to our sin, God is not, and even other people may see our real motivation to be selfish. Selfish anger thus also leads to broken relationships. Seek counseling for anger problems. A hot-tempered person must pay the penalty. Rescue them, and you will have to do it again. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 19. Anger problems do not just go away on their own. Anger that isn't dealt with will resurface again and again, even if the circumstances are different. It is important to reflect on your anger and ask God for help in figuring out the real reason for your anger. It requires brutal honesty and genuine confession of your sin. Some sin patterns are deeply entrenched and can be hard to change on your own. If anger is a regular occurrence for you, please seek help from a biblical counselor. Contact the office today to schedule an appointment and begin to free yourself from the damaging effects of anger problems.